This episode of Beyond the Uniform is sponsored by Audible.com, which is offering a free audiobook of your choice to Beyond the Uniform listeners. If you go to beyondtheuniform.io/books, not only will you find a link to get your free audiobook, but you'll also find book recommendations I've had from every single listener on the show. There are so many resources there. And, you know, for myself, I listen to audiobooks when I'm driving, when I'm biking, indoors, not outdoors. When I'm doing my trainer indoors, it is a great way to use what's called net time, no extra time, to learn about something, to get inspired, and to improve your own knowledge database. So check that out at beyondtheuniform.io/books. We're grateful for their sponsorship. Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and my goal is to help military veterans succeed in their civilian career. I do that by interviewing guests each week who are veterans. We learn about what they do for a living, what their career path was like, and advice for others seeking to do the same. Today's episode number 254 with Daryl Williams.
You know, I was actually sitting in Fort Worth, Texas, transitioning, and to be honest, I was getting extremely frustrated. You know, I felt that I was highly educated with 15 years of recruiting command experience, which I thought would transition very well out here in the civilian sector. And I was humbled pretty quickly that it doesn't transition very well, that there was a lot of things about the civilian world and networking and branding and interviewing techniques that I did not know.
Well, Daryl is a kindred spirit and has an exceptional depth of knowledge about the military veteran transition process based on his work with Victory, which runs sites like GIJobs.com. In this interview, we talk about entitlement, which is the most dangerous challenge facing the veteran community as they approach their transition to a civilian career. We talk about branding, why it's so important, how to do it effectively, and why this may be a challenge to veterans. We talk about expanding your job search, about taking time to aim before firing on your first job search, how to network effectively, and more. As always at beyondtheuniform.io, there are show notes that include references to a couple books and guides that Daryl recommends, as well as links to GI Jobs, to Military Spouses, and Military Friendly, which are three of the sites owned and operated by Victory. You'll also find at beyondtheuniform.io information about our coaching program. We pair you with a subsidized, professional, certified career and executive coach who are specifically trained to help you think through your next career move, whether that's evaluating whether or not to stay in the military, when to transition, how to transition, and what your next job may look like. It's been a great, great program. It's had a huge impact on a lot of listeners. We'd love to have an impact on more, so check that out in our coaching program. So with that, let's dive in to my conversation with Daryl. Joining me today outside of Pittsburgh in the Moon Township, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, struggling here today, Daryl, already, is Daryl Williams. Daryl, thank you so much for joining me on Beyond the Uniform.
Hey, Justin, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to the dialogue, you know, over the next 15 to 20 minutes. I'm looking forward to diving in to a lot of the information and guidance that I can help the field out there so they can have a successful transition as well.
And I want to thank Steve Bain for putting this conversation together. Daryl and I connected previously. We had a great chat, and he's just a wealth of knowledge on a lot of topics that are going to be helpful for listeners. So just really quickly, Daryl is the manager of strategic partnerships at Victory, which since 2001 has been connecting the military community to civilian opportunities. Victory includes GI Jobs, Military Spouse, and Military Friendly. And Daryl himself served for over 20 years in the U.S. Army, most recently as a regional director of recruiting operations in Fort Worth, Texas. He holds an MBA from the Keller Graduate School of Management and a BBA from the Columbia Southern University. And for listeners, just for a quick overview of what we'll cover today, I want to go through a little bit of information about Daryl's background, just so you know where his advice is coming from. But we'll try to keep the bulk of the conversation around lessons learned, because he has extensive and deep knowledge expertise in this whole area around veteran transitions. So Daryl, maybe to start things off, could you talk us through your decision to leave the military and kind of what the transition was like and what led you to Victory?
Yeah, absolutely. you know, I knew years in advance that I was ready to pretty much walk away. So mentally, I started transition probably about 24 to 36 months out. I knew that I had, you know, looked far enough in advance, and being married with family, I knew that there was a particular time that I wanted to transition. So with making that that mental transition roughly 36 months out, you know, I knew that I wanted to be able to capitalize on my military experience, my leadership skills, and my characteristics into the civilian world in order to make an impact in an organization. I also understood that, you know, age plays a part in there as well. And I wanted to be able to come out and be extremely competitive in the civilian workforce. I was lucky to you know, embark on an adventure here with this organization at the time frame that I did. You know, I was actually sitting in Fort Worth, Texas, transitioning. And to be honest, I was getting extremely frustrated. You know, I felt that I was highly educated with 15 years of recruiting command experience, which I thought would transition very well out here in the civilian sector. And I was humbled pretty quickly that it doesn't transition very well, that there was a lot of things about the civilian world and networking and branding and interviewing techniques that I did not know. So as I was sitting in Fort Worth, I had a peer of mine, Justin Pearson, that actually transitioned a few months ahead of me. And he was already here at Victory, and he was, you know, working with the GI Jobs brand and the Military Spouse brand. And he had actually reached out to me to see if I wanted to come home, because this area is relatively close to home for me. And to be honest, I never thought of coming back to home. You know, I wanted to actually stay in Texas, love Texas, a pro-military state. But, you know, this opportunity here to be able to come to this company, continue to serve, continue to connect veterans with opportunities was definitely a unique adventure. And, you know, Justin reached out to me, so utilizing my network, you know, he was able to give me an interview at that time with the chief operating officer and the staff. And to be honest, it's pretty much downhill from there. So they were able to see, you know, what the characteristics and skills and assets that I brought to the organization and how I could make an impact. And I've been here for about the last 20 months.
That's great. And also to give some context for listeners, could you share a little bit more about Victory? What would you want them to know about Victory and the three different branches of the work that you do?
Sure, absolutely. So we are a service-disabled, veteran-owned business. In 2001, Victory was actually created by three of our co-founders, Chris Hale, Rich McCormick, and Scott Shaw. All three of them are Navy veterans who transitioned back in the 90s. They went through the same TAP classes, Soldier for Life, TAP or Transition GPS, those type of workshops that we go through today, they went through back in the 90s. And they were not, let's just say, happy with the resources that were provided. It was a great foundation, but they knew that there was more that needed to be provided for service members that were transitioning. So, you know, this company came about, and it actually started with our publication, which is GI Jobs Magazine, which is the flagship brand. And that magazine, you know, goes out to all 250-plus military installations monthly. And it started with that resource. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to be able to go out and connect with civilian employers that wanted to connect the dots with, you know, a highly renewable talent source that was coming out, 230,000 plus per year. And, you know, our three co-founders here at Victory were able to do that through that publication. As time progressed, we all know that, you know, print is as great as it is, doesn't provide an impactful result beyond brand awareness. So for the last 24 months, we've been running through programmatic advertising, which is taking our clients, employers who want to connect with service members, and going out and targeting the exact demographic that they're looking for as far as to push them into their talent pipeline, help accelerate. So ideally what we do here is we take military communities and we connect them with civilian opportunities through employment, education, consumer, and franchise opportunities.
That's great. And I'm going to deviate from the script just a little bit, and let me actually just start a little bit more open-ended, which is you've got an audience right now of, let's call it 75% active duty military personnel thinking about their transition, and you've got, you know, maybe 25% that have recently transitioned. What are some of the first things that come to mind for you for things that you would want that sort of audience to know about preparing for the transition and things that they might not know about that whole process?
Well, the first thing we have to do is we have to embrace the fact to not feel entitled. I a lot of service members, including myself at one particular point, thought that I was entitled to a position out here in the civilian workforce. And really what you have to do is you have to have, you know, a great deal of humility to understand that we're not entitled. That, you know, nothing really makes us any different than any young man or woman that is getting ready to graduate college and go out in the civilian workforce. We all just chose different paths. So if you're able to understand that you're not entitled, you're going to have a leg up. Then what we need to do is, you know, we need to understand the process. I'm going to tell you, the job search process really, it will test your patience. Everything moves slowly out here. It's going to test your resiliency, because you're going to get more no's than what you will yeses. Well, what you can do is, there are a lot of influencers out here in the space that, you know, I would consider subject matter experts on branding and networking, and, you know, actually engaging some active listening and listening to the advice and guidance that they're going to give you, and then going out there and putting it into action will help you. So, you know, branding, being on LinkedIn, you know, ensuring that you're reading, you know, some tips and tricks from the likes of a Justin Pearson or the likes of a Michael Quinn, and then going out there and role modeling your profile to the likes of those will definitely increase your branding and your networking through social platforms. Social platforms are huge, you know, to increase your internal network, right along with your external network is huge in order to expedite the application process and to create relationships that are founded on, you know, a shared understanding and mutual trust is completely beneficial to actually being able to transition successfully.
I love that. And when you and I had spoke maybe a month ago, I think that was one of the first things we talked about was your thoughts on entitlement. And that's where I knew, like, okay, this is a kindred spirit here. Like, we have a very similar vantage point. And at the time, what you had said that has stuck with me still in the last month or so is that, you know, civilian experience is not commensurate with rank in the military. And the sense that, you know, whatever your experience was, it's not like that translates directly. And by approaching that transition with humility, you really set yourself up for success. And you know, in the 250 interviews I've done prior to this, I've seen with myself and with the people I've interviewed how often a veteran approaches that transition expecting more, expecting to have a job handed to them, expecting to be welcomed, and that's usually not the case. Maybe it should be, but it's definitely not the case that most people I interview have. And so I think approaching that with this feeling of, like, I'm going to really have to give this my all to find the job that I want and to make this happen, I think it's just a very crucial mindset difference. And I love that you call that out.
No, absolutely. It's you know, it's something that you have to just embrace it, because if you come out here, you don't know how many, veteran conversations I've had in the last 24 months, and they've been with all ranks from, you know, junior enlisted to mid to senior grade officers as well. That when they're transitioning, they want to get a certain salary on their next job, and as you said before, it's not commensurate. And it goes in ebbs and flows, and it's all depending upon the organization. Some will value your experience, your rank, your responsibility level, and others don't, and they won't. It's all over the map. And you know, I will tell you that being here and having this opportunity has taught me so much about the civilian workforce. and, you know, operational dollars around talent acquisition and diversity and, you know, veteran programs that I did not know before. So now, you know, if I was to ever leave Victory, you know, I would definitely approach things in a much more strategic manner than what I did when I was transitioning, which was more of a shotgun blast approach because we don't know any better. Mm.
And I want to dive into that, but first I just want to unpack. I appreciated what you were saying about branding and social media, and I want to dive into this a little bit more. My perspective mm-hmm. is that a lot of people in the military, one, they're conditioned to not be on social media. It's often a liability. And two, they struggle to speak effectively about their own accomplishments. They do a great job selling their team and what their team did, but they really shy away from advocating for themselves. And I'm just kind of curious if you have any advice around how to brand oneself or how to approach social media and using that effectively.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the very first thing is that photo that's on your profile. You know, we'll use LinkedIn as an example. You know, I see a lot of profiles from veterans that, you know, they're just not conducive in the corporate environment. You know, a lot of times, you know, we're still taking photos of us in uniform or with our buddies, our battle buddies, and that's just not the right platform. This is a platform for you to brand yourself professionally. And I tell you, you know, taking a picture in a suit and tie or a business attire, you know, it's really sending the message that I'm ready to transition, that I'm ready to take the uniform off, be beyond the uniform, and now begin, you know, onto your next journey. So I would definitely recommend getting a corporate-friendly photo for your profile. The next thing is the introduction paragraph. So I would definitely recommend utilizing creative storytelling techniques to tell your audience your goals, passions, and where you'd like to see yourself. So this is a great opportunity to expound upon things that you've done and what do you envision, you know, perhaps over the next 5 to 10 years. And then down below, you know, providing that description of your employment history. But this is not resume type stuff. So what we want to do is we want to provide a few bullet points that cover those achievements about who you are, not what particularly what your team has done, but what you've done to help impact, you know, the organizations that you're coming from. As potential employers are looking at your achievements, they're seeing where you made that impact and can you make that same type of impact inside of their organization. And the one thing that everybody has to realize, and I hated it when I was interviewing, I get asked this question all the time is, what makes you think you can fit into the culture of this organization? And in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, for the last 20 years, I've moved every 2 years. Even though we wore the same uniform, I had to adapt and overcome to different leadership philosophies, different areas, different organizational goals. But out here in the civilian world, the culture thing it's a real thing, you know, and that's going off of your behaviors, your ideologies, things that you bring into the organization and make a positive impact and not a negative one. So that's what I would recommend for your social platforms is paint the picture that you want to be told to prospective employers because they're going to look at your social network.
And then, you know, the piece that you started to go down before I took us to the social networking aspect was, and I remember this too from our previous call. I think the way you'd put it before was like, there's this step one, which is right mindset. And then step two is planning to go, you know, planning to get where you want to go. And you had talked about the kind of shotgun approach to applying everywhere, which is something I've done before. I've seen a ton of people right. do. But could you maybe walk us through your thoughts around right mindset and then planning where you want to go?
No, absolutely. I think the best way to put it is the way that I see it now that I did not see it before is what we have between transitioning service member or the veteran community in corporate America is I like to call it almost like a dysfunctional marriage. So both need each other. You know, we have transitioning service members and the veteran who needs a job, you know, a meaningful job with a great organization. And we got great organizations. They need people of our talent, skills and leadership experience. The problem is that both don't communicate very well with one another. So we have a, you know, transitioning service members and veterans that they don't know how to translate their skills and their experience so that the civilian workforce, that hiring manager, can understand it. Then the other key part, which I, you know, being here really opened my eyes, is that there's great organizations out there that want our talent, but they don't brand themselves very well inside the veteran space. So we have no idea who they are. You know, we have conversations with those type of companies every single day, and I tell them, you know, we have a problem because I just transitioned 20 months ago, and I don't know who you are as an organization. If I don't know who you are, a huge bulk of the population don't know who you are. So we have a brand problem, you know, and then the other problem is as we run advertising for those clients to try to bring, you know, veterans into the space, if the veteran doesn't recognize that brand, you know, on ESPN or in Facebook, they're not going to click on that ad. So brand awareness is huge. When I talk about a strategic approach, for me, understanding now that the clients that are on our platform on GI Jobs, they're investing operational dollars because they do want to hire veterans. The companies that are out there and they're not investing operational dollars, I'm not saying that they don't want to hire veterans, but they're not investing the dollars to bring in great talent. So if I was to go back 20 months now and do my transition differently, I would focus on the companies that are actually advertising, branding themselves inside the veteran space to say, hey, we want people with this type of skill set.
That's great. And another thing I wanted to touch on was, you know, you mentioned there's so many great resources out there. Could you share, for people actively thinking about that job transition, any resources you could recommend? And also, you know, if you'd like to give more information about GI Jobs and the other platforms, just wanted to, and for listeners, I'll add this in the show notes so you can easily kind of find these different links, but would love any thoughts of things that people should check out.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was a book that I read when I was transitioning, which is What is the Color of My Parachute? And, you know, and that's a great manual for career changers and job hunters. I would recommend that book to everybody. And then we also self-write the Mother of All Transition Guides here at GI Jobs. So that's downloadable on gijobs.com. And that's going to cover everything that you need to know in reference to transitioning. And that's whether you're transitioning for employment or you're transitioning out there to, you know, a post-secondary institution. Those are definitely the two things that I would recommend. They definitely helped me out. We're actually working on the Mother of All Transition Guides 2.0. So hopefully it'll be a little bit more enhanced than the first version, but definitely check it out at gijobs.com.
Awesome. And then, you know, you also touched on something that I wanted to dig into really quickly, which is you talked about how when we're in the military, we have limited exposure to what brands are out there. And I'm wondering if you have any advice for listeners about how to expand their job search, you know, like how to think beyond just Nike and Amazon and maybe the dozen or so household names that they might be familiar with, how to get past that to other companies that might be a good fit for them.
No, absolutely. What's the best way that I can put it? You know, we tend to focus on those big name brands because those are really the ones that we consumer face. But there's a lot of medium to even small organizations that are out there that, like I said, they want talent like ours. You can come in, you can make an immediate impact and help that company grow. You know, I would say, you know, open your mind. Don't be completely tunnel vision on those type of big companies. You know, I work for, this is a small company. You know, we're between 25 to 35 employees, but this is a phenomenal organization. And, you know, as I was transitioning, I was very focused on those big companies. You know, I thought that, look, if I got into a big company, I'd be able to move up the corporate ladder and continue my progression. But I've done the same thing in a small company. The only difference is here, my voice is much louder compared to being in a big company. I would definitely say, just don't be tunnel visioned, because there's a lot of great organizations out there that have a phenomenal culture, You know, they might not be well branded in the veteran space because perhaps they lack that type of budget. You know, I didn't realize that budgets played a huge part in that, but they do. So open up your mind, do your research. LinkedIn is a phenomenal platform if you're looking at a small company to be able to see if there's other veteran alumni inside that organization as well. And I would recommend reaching out to them, sending them a quick message, you know, while you connect, and just asking them, you know, for just some information on the organization and how they like it before you decide to go ahead and put an application in.
That's great. Well, I know that we're approaching the end of our time here. I always like to keep the last question open-ended, which is, what have we not covered that you want to make sure that listeners know?
I think I covered just about everything. You know, like I said, this has just been a phenomenal experience for me. You know, for somebody who's coming out after 20 plus years, and you know, as I said before, there was an ounce of me that felt like I was entitled. But as I was able to open my mind and accept some humility and be extremely humble and understand reality, you know, there is a little bit of a learning curve as we come out to learn, you know, out at the civilian workforce, how things operate from an HR perspective. But we're quick learners, and we come on the ground and we're ready to go at it, and we'll achieve goals and objectives way beyond what, you know, supervisors set forth. So we don't accept failure, and I think that's what makes us a great talent.
That's great. Well, for listeners, you'll find in the show notes links to What Color's Your Parachute, The Mother of All Transition Guides, GI Jobs, all of these different things that we've talked about. Daryl is at Victory, that is VIQTORY.com. You can also find GIJobs.com. You can also check out the Military Spouse and Military Friendly. Daryl, thank you for the work that you're doing to support the military community, and also thank you for the time to share your advice and your knowledge and wisdom with the Beyond the Uniform audience today.
Absolutely. Anytime, Justin. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for listening and for supporting Beyond the Uniform. Beyond the Uniform is produced and edited by me, Justin Asiri. Our staff is entirely part-time. They do this on nights and weekends out of the goodness of their hearts to give back to the military community. Our director of outreach is Steve Bain, who relentlessly books guests, finds sponsors, puts together our newsletter, and thousands of other critical tasks every single week, all behind the scenes to keep Beyond the Uniform running smoothly. Our editor is Kathleen Dillon, who listens to and transcribes every single episode to help out those who don't have the time to listen to the show. It has a major impact on our site's SEO value, which helps people find us through Google. Our data analytics and insights advisor is Andrew Woolridge, who pours over the data each and every month to help us better understand how to best serve the Beyond the Uniform audience. Our digital production work is done by Michael Cummings, who puts together custom artwork for every episode. If you're enjoying Beyond the Uniform, the best way to help us out is by telling your friends and fellow service members and veterans. iTunes reviews, believe it or not, have a big impact on getting the word out as well. So if you have a chance to leave a positive review, that is greatly appreciated. If you know of a business that would like to get their product or service in front of a military audience, we are always on the lookout for sponsors, which helps us subsidize the cost of putting this show together. And if you haven't yet signed up for our newsletter, you can do so at beyondtheuniform.io. We send out a newsletter twice a month, and it is a treasure trove of helpful information for your civilian career and transition. And be sure to check out our coaching program, where you can be connected with a subsidized professional, certified executive and career coach to help you in your career decision making. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week with more stories from military veterans about their civilian career. Take care.